Welcome to Series 4 of the HP Integrity Minute. Topics in this series include competitive bidding, conflicts of interest, and compliance with anti-corruption laws. Charles and Natalie are employees working on the Volvo Cars Safety Center is one of the world's most modern facilities of its kind. However, it is not simply used for testing cars. Volvo Trucks also uses it, saving lives. In 1960, Cornell University astronomer Frank Drake performed the first modern SETI experiment. Drake used a radio telescope at Greenbank, West Virginia, to examine the stars in a search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Our goal is to explain exactly what is happening on an aircraft during its journey, so that you are almost a virtual pilot, familiar with not only the principles of flight and procedures involved, but also with what is happening on the ground that is aiding and assisting the aircraft. The foreign exchange, or Forex market, operates 24 hours a day, allowing you to buy and sell currency pairs. So you could buy the US dollar when it's weak against the euro or the British pound, and watch it while it rises. Close the deal and walk away with a profit. It's as simple as that.
Good morning. This is Nick Jameson speaking. I'm sorry you're not in, but I suppose I am calling at an early hour. I'm calling about your employment ad in the Daily Mail of the 26th of February, which says that your company is looking for security guards. Unfortunately, I've only just read your ad since I've been working abroad.
Hey everyone, just close one eye. You can't see the visual test pattern properly. Oh well, be honest, when did you last see your optician? It took millions of years for the Maldives, as we now know and love them, to be born from the sea. They're a group of over 1,000 little islands with white, sandy beaches surrounded by emerald-green lagoons and crystal-clear water. Our journey takes us from the Seychelles, across the Indian Ocean, to the most beautiful diving region in the Maldives. A unique paradise. In the year 2000, the tensions peaked. Three of our monks were brutally slaughtered at the hands of cruel fundamentalists, right here at our monastery. As a consequence, nearly all the monks left the Gompa, and the local population was completely abandoned to their own devices, without any support from the monastery.